Hello everyone and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me Sarah together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit, and we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore.
Hello, everyone. Mark here at Living with the Spirits. This is episode 63 of our Raw Talks podcast, and I'm here with Simba. Today, we're going to be talking about our experience as TRE providers and how the experience of being a TRE provider has changed the way that we live, changed some of the activities that we participate in or that we don't participate in. So we're going to unravel what TRE looks like in our day-to-day life and how it's affected us. So Simba, thanks for joining. Why don't you start us off as the expert TRE provider?
Thank you for that intro, Mark. It's always nice to do podcasts with you and on this topic, because I really love TRE so much. So, I mean, tension trauma releasing exercises is the acronym TRE stands for. And I guess the story of how I came into TRE was that we had a person that came to our center. Right now we are at the farm a little bit outside of Chiang Mai, northern Thailand. We're 40 minutes outside of the city. We used to live in the city and have a center in the center of the city. And one day this lady came to our center for a consultation, and she started talking about her journey. And after a while I was like, where's this going? I don't think she's interested in the services, but something has pulled her here. Something has drawn her into this, to our space. And then she started talking about TRE, and I was like, wow, that sounds interesting. I might have even heard about it before. Yeah, the center is just around the corner, literally 2 minutes away from us. So what happened was naturally I started going, went to classes for, I think after the first time I came home to Sarah and said, I'm going to work with this. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to be a provider. It really got me early on, because such a profound way to communicate with your body that goes beyond, yes, I'm grounded. Yes, I'm relaxed. Yes, I'm like this. You go beyond your story and you go straight into your nervous system, and your body shows you what's there. It's very honest. It's very efficient. And it's a great mirror. You learn so much about yourself. And through the program, when I became a provider, you also learn so much about how to interact with other people. So I started looking at life differently. Oh, this is why this relationship was like this. This is why this dynamic with this person was like this. So it really gave me a framework of like a lens to look at life and experiences in life differently. That just made it more manageable, right? That it wasn't, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just coming from this place in my nervous system, and everything I interact with will respond to where I'm coming from. So for me, it was very eye-opening, and I think I did with this little segue of how I got into TRE, it really shows just what a potent tool it is and how it can start to affect you as soon as you get into it, as soon as you get exposed to working with TRE.
Yeah, it's a great experience to like witness the unfolding of that, because the TRE experience is really like a journey. Some modalities, like breath work, for example, you might get a really powerful experience on your first session. And every session is going to kind of give you a similar feeling. But TRE, it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. So it's a never-ending journey to discover more about your nervous system and you know how you respond.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And it's a very powerful way of really going into your body. It's really beyond stories. And think a big part of it for me was that I came from martial arts background, personal trainer, body worker. So I was like, wow, love to dance, love to move my body, being connected with my body. So it was already very natural for me to do this practice. And it really is, it's like the body starts to correct itself. That's the best way I can explain it. The body, the nervous system starts to correct itself and kind of do an internal cleaning. So it's like your body becomes your psychotherapist. It becomes your massage therapist. It becomes your chiropractor, your personal trainer. It really starts to unwind and open up all those old injuries, all those stress that we had in our life, all the time when we wanted to say something, but we didn't, and it gets stuck in tension. When we practice TRE over a period of time, like you mentioned, all of these things starts to come out, but I don't need to go into the story. I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to relate it to someone else. I stay connected to my body, and my body will help me get rid of what's ever inside of me.
Yeah, and I think that whenever you get rid of things that are inside of you, it naturally pushes you to get rid of things that are in your external environment as well, or to change and adapt to a new environment that's more cohesive to a more grounded level in your nervous system. So for me, for example, something that that is noticeably different in my life is that I spent a huge part of my life just being absolutely engrossed in music. And when I was younger, it was all about rock and roll music from the 70s because my mother's influence. And then as I became a teenager, I went really deep into the world of heavy metal music. And it permeated my life. You know, it was such a big part of my identity. And, you know, I was invested in it. And I even had like a record store at one time. And when I first started TRE, I was still listening to this music on a pretty regular basis. And I've noticed that in the last 3 years, it's just been kind of a steadily decline to now I don't really listen to any rock and roll music or any heavy metal music. And that's not because I'm opposed to it or because I think it's evil or dark. It's just that I've realized that the nature of those beats per minute and some of the lyrics, they're stimulating, and, you know, they're meant to be stimulating. I guess that's the purpose of that kind of music. But now that I've regulated my nervous system a bit, I don't feel the need to constantly ratchet it up with loud music or with heavy, strong music. So now I kind of just listen to Zen music and Tibetan bowls and, you know, really, really soft things. And I can't even remember the last time that I listened to a heavy metal artist. It just faded away.
I agree, and I recognize that in my own journey as well, Mark. It was, I came to Thailand about 6 years now, and, you know, I was doing mixed martial arts. I was doing triathlon. I was running. I was doing a lot of physical things, and I was pushing. I was listening to a certain kind of music, and it really went the other way as I started doing this work with the nervous system, primarily using TRE as the main modality. Just like you said, it's a certain frequency, right? It's kind of like when, let's say you have a certain vibe to you. Oh, I just want to have fun. I just want to party. I just want to go out with friends. And then you might go, no, I want to actually study now. Then you might hang out with a different environment, with different people. Now I'm going to look for a job. Okay, maybe now I get kids. So you will vibe in different frequencies. You will look for different ways of engage and navigate your life based on the frequency of your nervous system and where your nervous system is at. You look for something that's conducive or safe or similar to yourself, right, in your nervous system. So as you start to change that, just like you said, with the tremors, for instance, in TRE and with the grounding and the awareness of your nervous system, you start to make different choices. Maybe someone said something to me before and I would explode and get really upset, or I would close down. And now you come to that point where it's almost like a ghost memory. Your body remembers the response, but all of a sudden you have an option. I can do something differently. And every time I noticed that and started to do something differently, my life changed. I have different life-changing experiences that led me to different practices, to the relationship I have today, the marriage, to the business we run, we're in, to the friendships we have with other people. So it literally changed everything in my life as I started working with Thierry because of what you said, the frequency changes. And many times when we talk about frequency, it's energetics and it might be like intangible and abstract and these things, but it's so practical when it comes to TRE because you feel it. You can literally feel it when it starts to shift. So you don't have to guess what it's about. It will show you. It's so practical and it's so tangible.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that you mentioned about how it's changed your relationship. And when we look at what TRE is doing in the body, it most people kind of like are living in a state of high level of activation. And so a high level of activation means that the frequency is kind of buzzing around like this. And so you can imagine if your brain frequency is always buzzing like this, it's kind of like, okay, now this, and okay, now that, and you're constantly reacting to things. But after doing TRE for a while, your frequency shifts down to a lower level where it's more of a regulated state. So that frequency is kind of like a base frequency. It's stable, it's grounded. And so it's not up here constantly reacting around. So from that level in your relationship where things in the past may have caused you to, you know, overreact or to end up in an argument or, saying something that you're going to regret saying later, the TRE has allowed me and my relationships to be a bit more grounded. So I'm not the one who's reacting or overreacting and, you know, continuing those old patterns that I used to have from this buzzed, activated state.
Yeah, and I can definitely relate to that as well. I think the main thing, when I look at what I really got out of it, is the knowledge of the nervous system, the polyvagal theory, how to relate to situations, state of mental and emotional well-being and health through the lens of the polyvagal theory and curve. And why I think that is so useful for me is because it really gave me a language and a framework to explain what is going on inside of me. Because I didn't, you know, I wasn't like everyone else when I grew up. And I'm saying I wasn't like everyone else in the sense of I most of the times grew up in places where I had different interests than the people in my school. I looked differently. I had a different cultural ethnicity, a different name. You know, everything was a bit different than everyone else where I grew up. And I had different opinions. I was louder than a lot of people. And so it made me think that something was strange with me many years, right? Like, oh, why do I do this? Why do I react like this? Why is this so important for me? And as I learned more about the nervous system, I started to learn that, okay, this is because these are not necessarily the story, but the responses in my nervous system that has been triggered growing up that allowed me to maybe be a little bit more vigilant, a little bit more activated, right? I was like, oh, I'm just happy and energized. Yeah, you can be that from a grounded place. It's not always up here and your eyes are big and you're talking fast. And so there's different ways of noticing where you come from in your nervous system, both for me, but also to teach others, that I think is very useful and a practical tool that goes in and works with it. And I think that was really the key that got me into TRE. It's so practical, so easy. And it gives you a reference and a language for you to explain yourself and for others to explain them that empowers you. It doesn't take away from you. You're not strange. You're not a black sheep. You haven't done anything strange because you're different from your family. Your nervous system just works differently from theirs because of reason. And then this is a way for you to explore it and use a narrative that's empowering for you, rather than saying something's wrong with me, or I'm strange, or everyone else likes this, why don't you? And oh, you can just see this doesn't resonate with where I'm coming from, and I will honor my body, my nervous system, and I won't do it, and I feel okay with it.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of other indicators for me that I realize about myself where I know that something has changed in my nervous system. One is the experience that I feel in my flesh when I get a tattoo. And so, you know, I've got quite a few tattoos. Yeah, you've got a few. But, you know, I just remember that the first time that I got tattooed, I was in such a highly activated state, you know, just like, I'm going to be tough and I'm going to, you know, get this tattoo and, you know, like really bearing through it. And I got a tattoo about a year ago, and it was such a very different experience because I was really in my body and I could really feel every poke. And I could tell that it was activating, but I had the tools in order to keep myself grounded during the process. And so it was experiencing that from a whole different perspective. The other one that has changed for me is that I used to be inclined to want to do extreme things, like ride roller coasters or, you know, jump off of cliffs and, you know, those kind of things. And now I have like zero interest in doing any of those things. And I realized that it's attributed to a shift in my nervous system. As a more grounded, level-headed person in my nervous system, it just doesn't sound exciting to me anymore.
Yeah, and that's the way it really goes. I remember it from when I was doing martial arts for many years. A lot of people were competing. They were good at what they were doing. And then they either they got an injury, or they got kids, or they got into a relationship, or they got a different job. Something shifted in them, and their nervous system followed with it. It was like a life event. And then it was hard for them to go into the same activity because their nervous system started to resonate at a different level. And yeah. I think it's just a natural evolution, but sometimes we can get stuck in certain modes, and then we might need something like TRE to help us. Not that we're doing something that's wrong, but it gives us the awareness of what's going on in our body, where we come from in the nervous system, an opportunity to either continue what I'm doing or do something else. So whatever I'm doing, it's at least a choice. I'm not just habitually bound to do something. I'm consciously choosing what I'm doing. The more I learn about my nervous system and the deeper I get connected to. And like you said, with the tattoos, we still do ice baths, but I used to do long ice baths and showers, and I could stay up to 15 minutes in like full ice up to here. And I was like, yeah, it's cold, but that's okay. If I try to do it now, it's not going to work because I'm so much in the body. It's just going to scream.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a very different journey. It's not about being more sensitive and not being able to do things. It's just awareness that's different, I feel. It's so much more. Yeah, it's so much more aware, so much more awareness around the body.
Yeah, it's like we are, we have created a level of harmony inside of ourselves and our body. So we no longer wish to engage in activities that would cause a level of disharmony, even if they were things that we were able to do in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see it as I teach people too, through the program, like people come from all walks of life and backgrounds when we teach this program. I mean, you're there teaching the program with me now as well. We have yoga teachers, we have body worker, we have counselors, psychotherapists. We have a lot of different professionals already working with other people. And I think one of the main feedback we usually get is, wow, this modality is inviting me to do the work myself. And I'm getting to know myself on a deeper level, which allows me to help my clients, my students a lot better because I understand where they come from and they can notice that I understand them and I can see it and that I can work with it. And I think that was one of the main things for me as well. It didn't just make me a TRE provider. It made me better at everything else I did. When I say better, I mean more embodied, more authentic. I felt more grounded and more in tune with who I really am. Less of a social mask. It's just me coming through, whether I'm working or in my relationship or with friends. It's the same person. Sure, there's facets, you know, like you have different, you're professional in certain sceneries and so on, but it's still me. I think that was the main thing. It wasn't so much different roles. It's more authentic. And when you show up from that place, you become more relatable. People trust you more. Whatever you do, you just become better at it.
Yeah, I think that working with others, that significantly shifted the way that I perceive others. And I've been a teacher my whole life. And so what I've noticed is that when I work with other students is that I just have so much like pure compassion for their situation. Before, if someone came to me with a problem, I might be a little judgmental of that problem and say, oh, you're a fucking idiot, you know, whatever. But what I've seen now is just another person in another nervous system who's experienced life from a different way. And they're just dealing with that problem based on their own nervous system reaction. And if I could guide them to a place that's a little bit more grounded, they might be able to take that as a learning experience for themselves and shift it in some way, shape, or form. So instead of looking at people as problems or looking at people as things that have to be solved, I just see nervous systems. And those nervous systems are all at different states in different places. And TRE is a way to help all of them, no matter where they're at.
I agree. It makes you more relatable and it makes it easier to understand where people are, what they're coming from, and compassion, I guess. I guess that's the underlying foundation. We see less of a discrepancy or difference between who I am and who you are. We just have different journeys, like, but we can connect to each other. Another thing that's really cool with the TRE that I really enjoyed is, you might not notice it until you start to teach, but let's say, for instance, I teach groups. And both online and in person, I've taught groups. And when we teach TRE, we usually have like a sun feather shape, right? So you lie down on a mat and your head is towards me and your feet are out and people lying like a sun feather like this. So people can't really see each other. You're in your own experience doing TRE. And many times as I taught TRE, I see this person start to move in a way and this person starts to move in the same way. And these two people don't know each other. They cannot see each other. But body to body communicates and they start to vibrate. They start to move in the same way. The first time that happened, I was like, okay, maybe there's just different ways that the body moves. So maybe we're not so different. Everyone has a few sequences. But then when I started seeing it online and like very different patterns, but that people, like someone started having a pattern and someone started having the exact same pattern, and it was never the same pattern. It was always new patterns. When I was teaching online, I was like, wow, body to body communicates through camera, through internet, online, in person. And then I start to realize, wow, maybe we're more connected than we are. Once again, less from a woo-woo perspective and more from just anecdotal evidence. You're seeing something and you can relate to it. And I talk to other teachers and the founder and he says, yeah, that's what happens. I've seen it thousands of times all over the world. So it really is a way to bring ourselves closer to ourselves. But like you said too, more compassion for others and realize where we're coming from.
Yeah, I've also witnessed that too. And it is pretty amazing when you see one hand start shaking and then another hand starts shaking and then like you look around the room, it's like, why is everyone shaking their hands? You know, I didn't say to do that. It just happened. it just kind of naturally occurs. And then in witnessing that is profound.
Yeah, it's such a thing. And he also, for me, working with coaching, what it opened up for me was to realize there is always two languages. So as you and me having this discussion right now, one is intellect to intellect, but another one is nervous system to nervous system. So even talking about certain things, someone might start to feel nervous. Okay, that's because the body is listening too. It's not just the mind. And when you become aware of that and talk from that place, people feel more free to be themselves. And since I started teaching and working like this, I just witnessed a lot of profound transformations and insights in people. And it's really no magic. It's just very logical and very embodied. You meet someone where they're at and you're able to maybe speak something that they haven't felt comfortable speaking for years, but you just feel it in your own body. And you speak to that circumstance and that opens something up for them. And that was another facet of coaching that I wasn't even aware of existed until I started TRE and went, wow, this is really, really effective and transformative.
Yeah, it's really funny whenever you see someone, you ask them a question and they say yes and they shake their head no. the nervous system is speaking something different here.
Are you enjoying the conversation? Yeah, have a good time. It's great. it's a very unique experience. And also to continue to teach, right? Because when I was done as a provider, I was almost like, oh no, now what? And then an opportunity to become a certification trainer, train providers, practitioners, open up. And it was just the next level of continuing teaching people and seeing how they change, how the person they teach change, how their interaction with their mother or the spouse that's been in a certain way starts to change when they start to practice this together. And I usually say theory is really the gift that keeps on giving. And it has had a very profound effect in my life and continues to do. And that's why I'm really honored to teach it and to make it a big part of the academy that we have, that we're starting up now to really have as a base training that we start with the TRE, and then you can go anywhere you want from there. But once you have that base, you have such a profound foundation of embodiment, understanding for yourself, for others. So anything else you do, if it's energy work, if it's yoga, if it's craniosacral therapy, body work, if you're a teacher, like you said, or a counselor, psychologist, you know, whatever you're doing, in every vicinity you feel you're working with others, you just will become so much more of yourself, and it will make people feel safe around you because you're very authentic.
Yeah. I think that people who go through the TRE provider program and become TRE providers, even if they don't teach TRE to others, the understanding and the knowledge of the nervous system and the polyvagal theory for yourself and for others is such a huge win. Like, I'm shocked that it's not mandatory to become an educator to have to learn this theory. It would have transformed the way that I was an educator for so many years, because, you know, like sitting in a classroom with 30 children in front of me, unless their nervous system is at a certain level of grounding, they're not going to learn anything. If your nervous system is so activated that, you know, you're focused on some problem or some other issue in your life, learning is just, you know, in one ear and out the other. So it's you learn so much more than just the TRE modality. You learn about the nervous system, you learn about reactions, about behaviors, about nervous system to nervous system responses and communities. It's just a very unique teaching.
Yeah, I agree. And patterns that might hold you back from what you want. That's the most common question I get when I work with coaching. Like, okay, what do I do to get to this level? Because we usually don't know what we know. And I like the analogy of driving a car. if I drive very fast and I'm not feeling comfortable in driving fast, it's going to be hard to spot exits or entries to different roads. But if I slow down, I have more time to observe and to maneuver and to choose a direction. And that's really what we do when we work with the nervous system. We regulate the speed of how we perceive safety, threats, and options, right? That we have different options, alternatives, ways of going about making choices in life. Oh, this is always like this. I can't change it. Well, that's a belief system. And it's usually backed off by a lot of repetition and a certain speed. Once we slow down, and start to notice early signs of coming to that option, to that choice, that's when I can start to make a change. And that's really one of the most powerful things that I learned in the Theory Provider Training Program, is to notice exactly the earliest sign of a trigger, something that led me into making a choice happen. And now it's not automatically. Now I see when I make the choice, but I have habitually done so many times that I think it's just who I am. It's impossible to change. But I was able to slow down the speed and increase the awareness. And then my life started to change. And the people around me changed too, because I'm showing up in a different way.
Yeah. Well, I think we've shared a lot of reasons why the TRE program is so beneficial. So I think people might be interested in, how can I join the TRE program now? So what are the opportunities that we have coming up to join the TRE provider program?
So the actual program, it's a one-year program. It starts in October. And before October, we're going to announce, you're going to have a few dates. You're going to have a module one, and we're going to have a one-day immersion to TRE, kind of get into experience what TRE is, talk a little bit about the theory. Like one of my students said, spend a couple of hours in the TRE realm, right? That you really get to feel, what does this tool do for you? Not just go to a class and that was fun. No, actually spend a few hours and feel what it does to your nervous system. So you're going to have one opportunity like that. And then 1 2-day module one training, which is the first step in the year-long program. You can do the module one without doing the full program. And yeah, that's basically the start. That's what we're going to have starting from now until October. We're going to have these opportunities. And basically what you can do is you can book a consultation with me, no strings attached. We have a chat. I explain how the program looks like, the setup. Can come to these sessions and try a 1 day or a 2 day class, and you can get a feeling for if this is something for you or not, because I understand a year-long program can be a big commitment, and really get an idea from there if it's something you like to do, if it's something that's beneficial for you. And like Mark said, you don't have to start to teach it. You can do it for yourself, right? You can do a whole program and just use the benefits for yourself. So sign up for consultation. We're going to release the dates for the module one, the 2 day training. And we're also going to have a 1 day training before now and October. And if you want to know more about the nervous system, but maybe don't feel ready to do the program, I also have an online course called the Grounding Program, where I go through the nervous system. It's 5 seminars, and each seminar has free powerful grounding tools, exercises you can do to stop the speed that I was talking about, that we operate from a certain speed, from a certain frequency. Or like Mark was saying, I'm always wanted to push and drive motorbikes, and that you can practice tools to slow that activity down in your nervous system. And that doesn't require an interaction. That's totally pre-recorded online videos. You can do them at your own pace, at your own speed. So those are kind of the options for an immersion into the nervous system and TRE from here.
Simba, what kind of people or what kind of practitioners do you think would benefit from the provider program?
Ooh, sometimes I like to say everyone, but I know that's it's just a broad answer. I definitely would say, from my point of view and the way that I teach it, body workers. If you're a massage therapist, chiropractor, physiotherapist, osteopath, Reiki, craniosacral therapy, if you do yoga teaching, personal trainer, if you work with others in any coaching or mentoring capacity, shape or form. I even have people that are coming from law enforcement, people that are high-level executive chiefs in different branches of society. So anywhere when you are faced with making decisions, not just for yourself, but for others, or when you're interacting with others as your primary profession or interest, if it's your interest, you're going to benefit from coming to TRE. And my specialty in the TRE is both working with the grounding, like we talked about today, but also working a lot with the fascia, working through the body in a holistic sense. And that might differ because every teacher in the TRE provider training program has different specialities. Someone might be a psychologist, someone might be something else. So my way is really working through the body and letting the body show you what's there.
Yeah, I think that, like you said, anyone who works with other people. So if you're working with others in any capacity as a teacher or as a body worker, I think it's a fantastic tool to better help you understand nervous system regulation, grounding, how the nervous system operates from person to person. And then on top of that, you get to learn the TRE modality, which is a fantastic way that your body naturally exercises and releases tension and stress in the body.
And a lot of people have made friends for the program too, and they practice this together and have different communities and friendship groups. And so it just opens up a lot of doors. But definitely, if you're working with other people in any capacity, shape, and form, especially where you need to hold space for them, where you need to navigate, coach, guide someone through their emotional responses or reactions or expectations, then yeah, this program is definitely for you.
Well, you can find out all about the TRE Provider Program on our website, livingwiththespirit.com. And thanks for joining us on this episode. We would like to see you again soon on future episodes. So stay in touch and we'll see y'all later.
Thank you so much for following along.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.